think of her name. I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny, now and then, how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, fascinating gaze in their eyes. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye, that eye that was winking and blinking at other men, and I can't, it was terrible, and I was making, it was getting me so, and I was going with a, it was, I was... Some who took me up to the skies, but dear attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. But I'll never be the same until I discover what became of my old flame. It's funny, I can remember everything else, like that beautiful residential district where she lived, Forest Lawn, and the exotic perfume she wore, Formaldehyde number 5, my favorite, and those romantic nights at her apartment, sitting in the unliving room, and that time she was lying on the couch, and I took a pillow and held it over her face. She didn't seem to like that very much. It was a feather pillow, and I guess she must have had an allergy, because when I took the pillow away, she said, "Thank goodness I can breathe again." Yes, and I'll never forget how beautiful she used to play the piano with her 10 slender fingers on each hand. She never did tell me what happened to her thumbs. Oh well, you can't have everything. My old flame. I can't even think of her name. What was her name? Brett? Bart? Cheyenne? Sugarfoot? Paladin? Mr. Dillon? Chester? Irving? Irving? I can't stand it, I tell you! It's driving me sane! I remember how she screamed when I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to... My...